The Warriors opening the Western Conference Finals against the Oklahoma City Thunder and had a good handle on the game until the fourth quarter. 6 3-pointers from Stephen Curry on his way to 26 points, certainly helping the cause. Klay Thompson and Draymond Green with spirited efforts and 20-plus point games as well. And it was a one-point game with 2 minutes left, but the Thunder seize control and take game one. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warrior Sound game recap. We will hear from Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Coach Kerr as we start with Steph in the postgame.
We got rushed a little bit and tried to go for the home run plays. You know, sometimes it works. When you get a feel like it, you know, if it's not clicking, you're not getting, you know, the shots that you want, and you're kind of forcing it. We need to have more composure to be able to slow it down and work, you know, those possessions. Because defensively, we were getting enough stops and rebounds that we had opportunity. We just got out of character a little bit, but something we'll learn from going forward.
Steph and Killian with the San Francisco Chronicle. Steve Kerr said that he thought the thing that really jumped out were your guys' turnovers in the second half compared to OKC. Do you feel that way? And I know turnovers are sometimes your bugaboo. What were you feeling like you were not being crisp enough with your passes or?
A couple of them were just kind of bad timing on certain reads, especially in the pick and roll, a couple of drop passes. But when you compound turnovers that may or may not happen with bad possessions and quick shots and rushed possessions, then it makes it seem a lot worse. So, you know, we got to play aggressive. We take some chances every once in a while, but obviously we want to cut down on, you know, only 14, but most of them in the second half down the stretch. We want to cut down on some of those, but, you know, when we have better possessions, you know, down the stretch of the game, especially in the fourth quarter when, you know, we're in striking distance of gaining momentum and taking the lead, you got to take advantage of those opportunities, and we didn't do that tonight.
Steph, Antonio Harvey, Sacramento Observer. In 48 hours, you got to go back at it. So what did you and the rest of the Warriors have to do to, you know, to build that psyche back up?
Just watch some good film tomorrow, figure out what exactly went wrong down the stretch, things we can do better. You know, it's a long series. Obviously, it's not a good feeling losing, you know, game one, especially at home. And it'll be a different situation for us to try to bounce back. You know, at this point in the series, having a deficit, so I think it's fun, you know, to be able to have this opportunity to come back and show what we're made of, show our resiliency, and turn this. You know, it's going to be a long series, so we got to be ready on Wednesday.
Lowell Cohn, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Steph, we're used to seeing you guys close teams out in the fourth quarter. You said that you rushed shots and lost your composure somewhat. Why did you lose your poise? We don't see this from you. I mean, as the whole team.
So, I mean, sometimes those shots go in, and then it's a good feeling. You keep the crowd into it. But tonight that didn't happen. And like I said, when two or three possessions end up that way, you got to, you know, change it up a little bit and grind out on the offensive end, you know, better shots. And, you know, we weren't able to do it. So, like I said, long series, we'll be able to, you know, bounce back and get back to who we are.
Dean Blevins, CBS Oklahoma City. Steph, how much better is this team defensively than what you've seen earlier this year or even in years past, and why are they better?
I mean, obviously they have a pretty big lineup that they can throw out there and they do a lot of switching and try to, you know, take you out of certain reads. But, you know, they didn't make too many mistakes on the defensive end, which forced us into some tough shots. At the end of the day, when we are at our best, no matter how good a defense is, we move the ball, we move bodies, we set good screens, and make defenses pay for being aggressive out in the perimeter. And tonight, that wasn't us. So, you know, they're going to continue to, you know, throw whatever, you know, adjustments at us, but we have to, you know, be better at being us.
Steph, Barry Trammell with the Oklahoman. In the first half, when they used Cantor and Adams together, you guys made them pay. They had to get Cantor off the floor. That didn't happen in the second half. They were effective together. What was the difference in the two halves with their two big guys playing together?
The pace slowed down, especially in the third quarter with all the fouls that we had, and they got to the free throw line, so the pace wasn't in our favor. And then we just missed shots. Like I've been saying, that's, you know, we got stops and pushed and just rushed a little bit. So we need to have more patience, need to have more composure, continue to be us.
Steph, Al Sarasovic with the San Francisco Chronicle. Durant Westbrook scored over 50. Well, what's your assessment of their play, and what's your strategy with stopping them in game two?
I mean, I thought we did a pretty good job. I mean, besides keeping them off the free throw line, which is something that you don't want to let them get easy points and get a flow and a rhythm. But, you know, they're going to take a lot of shots. Most of the offense goes through them. So, you know, they might end up having, you know, 20-plus, but it's the way that they get it that you have to make them work. And for the most part from the field, we did that. We just gave them, you know, 16 points from the free throw line, and that in turn slowed the pace down. And they got most of those in the second half, so we have to do a better job at that.
Carl Stewart from the Barry News Group. It looked like you had Russell pretty well under control. I think he was 1-for-11 midway through the third quarter, and then he hit this big three out near about 25 feet, and then from that point on, it seemed like he was a different player. I mean, what changed there?
You know, when players of his caliber aren't playing well or, you know, shooting the ball well, you know, sometimes it only takes one to go in. I have the same mentality. And you know that they're not going to stop no matter how they're playing. So, like I said, he got to the free throw line too much in the third quarter that got his flow back. And we need to make adjustments in that regard. But hopefully we can bottle up that first half and bring it back next game.
Andy Liu at SB Nation. Steph, it looked like you played off the ball a little bit in the fourth quarter, only 6 shots. Anything, any reason in particular for that?
No, just certain sets that we wanted to run and try to get different looks. And like I said, that's something we might look at tomorrow and figure out how they were defending us and make certain adjustments going into game two. So it's kind of hard to say right now, but we have a lot of sets where we can be versatile, right on and off the ball, and get open looks. So, you know, we'll figure that out.
Klay Thompson with 25 points in this game one. Draymond Green, 23 points. Here's Draymond afterward.
I don't think we were ourselves offensively in the second half. And, you know, we got away from the ball movement, you know, and everything was pretty much ISO basketball, you know, so I think if, you know, we execute our game plan, you know, and play the way we play in the second half, then, you know, the same thing works out the way it did in the first half. But, you know, we were kind of scattered and all over the place in the second half. So I think, you know, that a lot of that goes on our shoulders.
How much of that was their defense, especially in the fourth quarter? You guys scored 14 points.
I mean, you got to give them some credit. You know, you can't just come up here and say, hey, you know, it wasn't their defense, because they played well defensively, you know. But I think if, you know, we move the ball the way we do, and, you know, that this what's been working for us the entire year, I think it's a different story, you know. But we didn't do that. So, you know, I think, like I said before, part of that is us, and you have to get our defense a lot of credit. You know, you can't just say, oh, if we, you know, it was on us. Like, some of it was, but their defense was they played defense very well. They were all over the place. Guys were flying around. Guys were helping each other. So that's what it takes to win, and that's why they won the game tonight.
Myron Patton, KOKH, Fox 25. First half, they had a bunch of turnovers, 10, only 2 the second half. Second half, you guys had 8. What was the biggest change? Was it their defense or just your carelessness? What changed with the turnover?
I think we were very careless. I think we were rushing. Everything was rushed. We didn't, you know, we lost our poise. And, I mean, Russell was all over the place. You know, caused a lot of havoc, you know. So we definitely lost our poise and, you know, wasn't ourselves, that's for sure. But like I said before, you got to get our defense a lot of credit for that.
Steve Berman, Barry Sports Guy. Draymond, you guys give up 38 points in the third quarter. It's a rarity for you guys. What happened?
It started on the offensive end. You turn the ball over. Usually when you turn the ball over on them, they're getting a dunk. They're that athletic. And, you know, we were all out of sync on the offensive end. A couple times we didn't get back. And we fouled way too much in that third quarter. I'm not sure how many free throws they had in that third quarter, but it was a bunch. And when you're allowing a team to set their defense every time because you got to take the ball out the rim on a free throw, makes everything a lot different, you know. So cut down on the turnovers and stop fouling. And that's kind of what the third quarter was for us, a lot of both.
Draymond, before the series, most people think that the Thunder's are underdog. So in the second half, do you think you guys like a little bit overlooked them or underestimate them or just the game come out?
Nah, I don't think you're not overlooking a team like that. You know, that's a very good ball club with great players on it. So I don't think we overlooked them at all. They played better than us, you know, in the second half. And, you know, I think what they outscore us by 19. Yeah. So there you have it. You can't win like that, being outscored in any half by 19. That's tough. So we'll be okay. You know, this is foreign territory for us. We've never lost a game one in this era, you know. So it's a little something different, but embrace the challenge and get it rolling from here.
Jacob Palmer, San Francisco Examiner. You just said it. This is uncharted territory for you. How does that change preparation and processes going into game two?
Our preparation won't change. I'm sure we'll have a light practice tomorrow like we always do. We'll watch some film and, you know, we'll get ready to go for Wednesday. You know, it's not like some things happen that we know couldn't happen. You know, I think our defensive game plan was pretty good, really good. And offensively, we sucked. So that's something that we know what was the cause of it and that we can improve on, but our preparation won't change. We'll prepare just like any other game. And obviously, you're down 1-0, you got to play with a little more desperation. But there's a difference between desperation and panicking, and we're not panicking at all.
Brian Brinkley, KFOR, Oklahoma City. Draymond, Russell had 19 points in the third quarter, and he plays with such a high energy level. Did you feel the momentum swing during that stretch when he got his game going?
I mean, he started hitting shots, you know, and when he's hitting shots the way he did in third quarter, it's tough to guard. And then, you know, you compound that by putting him on the free throw line and think he's an 85% free throw shooter or something like that. So, you know, if he's hitting shots and we keep him off the free throw line, I don't think much changes, but you do both, and everything changes. So something that we got to be better at, and you know, I think we will. But you know, overall, I think we did a pretty good job on it with the exception of that quarter.
How does this loss, being down a game in the playoffs, compare to the last two times, last playoffs you were? Does winning a championship change how you take that at all?
I mean, being down before helps, but we've never been down 1-0 at home. You know, so, or 0-1 at home. So it's a little different. You know, that's something that we've never seen before. Usually it's been 1-1 going on the road. Your thought process going on the road is just win one anyway. So your mindset doesn't change there. Coming back knowing that, all right, they're 1-0, they're going to come out swinging with not much to lose, you know, because if they lose game two, they did what they had to do anyway. So we got to know that they're going to come out with that mindset. Obviously, they're not a team who doesn't believe they can win. You know, they think they're as good as anybody, and they've proven that. So it's it changed. That part changed a little bit, but it, like I said before, it doesn't change our preparation or our thought process. We just got to come out and win the game. We come out and win the game, then, you know, we got to do what we need to do on the road. But it all starts with Wednesday.
John Middlecoff, 95.7 The Game. Kind of to piggyback off what he said, you guys have been down before, but it was always on the road. This time's at home. Do you think that adds pressure because it's in front of the home crowd?
I mean, there's pressure anyway. It's the playoffs, you know. So no home crowd or away crowd has ever added more pressure to us than we add to ourselves, you know, than we put ourselves under. And we know what our goals are. And in order to reach those goals, you got to win. So that's something that coming out in game two, we know we need to win. And that's pretty much what it is. It's no added pressure from anyone else. It's playoff basketball. It's win or go home. Obviously not next game, but one game can change the entire series, so we need to get a win.
Finally, Coach Kerr, after the 108-102 loss to OKC in game one.
In the fourth quarter, you scored 14 points. Was it stagnation? Was it too many quick shots? What did you think was the main problem?
A lot of quick shots. Way too many quick shots. You know, 5 minutes left in the game, and we're down four or whatever, and we were acting like we had 20 seconds left. 5 minutes is an eternity, and we know how we have to play. We have to pass and move and create rhythm for ourselves with our screening and our cutting. And I just felt like we took way too many quick ones that took us out of our rhythm.
Dean Blevins, CBS Oklahoma City, kind of along that same line. Steph got one up quick on your next to last possession. Is that kind of the same thinking there?
I'm going to have to watch the tape to remember exactly which one you're talking about. I don't think it was anything in the last. Yeah. It wasn't so much what happened in the last minute. It was what happened really throughout most of the second half. Quick shots and tough shots and give their defense credit. They were really good.
Scott Howard Cooper from NBA.com. Were those quick shots a matter of you guys losing your composure, and how surprised would you be at something like that? Did Oklahoma City play with greater composure in the second half, in the fourth quarter in particular?
Well, I do think that we lost our poise a little bit, and that was that had a lot to do with the quick shots. I think we were trying to rectify the situation in one or two plays instead of letting it play out. So, that's something we've got to get better with.
Steve, Ron Krutchik from the Chronicle. You talked a lot about their rebounding going into this game, and you guys had a slight edge in the first half, but the second half, I think they out-rebounded you by 10. Did you not do something well in the second half, or is that them just wearing you guys down with their size?
Well, we were battling. You know, we were battling, and maybe some of the balls that bounced our way in the first half didn't in the second. They're probably going to win the rebounding battle. We feel like we've got to stay close. We did a good job in the first half. The turnovers in the second half were a bigger deal to me. They're going to get some offensive boards, but I think we had 8 turnovers in the second half. Many of them were just kind of out of whack offensively. That cost us our momentum and kind of the rhythm that we had built in the first half.
Coach Kerr, you did mention aggressive, and just a moment ago, momentum. Was that the same thing that was going on with your bench, because they only score, 16 points when they normally score about 40 points?
So the game just didn't go their way. You know, it's not always points that you look for from the bench, but, it was a tough game for our whole team, and whether it was starters or bench or whoever, whatever combination was out there, we had some good moments in the first half, but we lost that in the second.
Steve, Phil Barber, Press Democrat. You went small quite a bit in that game. Did any of that have to do with Andrew not being 100%, or was that just a strategic thing?
Every game's different, and we're just looking for an advantage and looking for a matchup, that could totally change next game. We just have to get a feel for what's happening.
Brian Brinkley, KFOR, NBC Oklahoma City. Coach, they had 10 turnovers in the first half, just 2 in the second half. How much did you think that was part of how your defense played in the second half?
Well, I don't know if that was that we weren't as aggressive or they were just better with the ball, probably a combination of both. But I do think that was kind of the key number on the stat sheet in the second half. 8 turnovers for us, 2 for them. They're going to get some extra possessions on the glass, and we can't give them extra possessions with turnovers as well.
Lowell Cone, Press Democrat. Steve, before the game, I had asked you about first games, and you said the coach who loses the first game feels desperate. Your word. Do you?
Sure. We're down 1-0 at home, so yeah, we need to play better. So you can use whatever word you want, but we'd like to win game 2.
Fred Katz, Norman Transcript. In the first half, you guys were getting out running. You seemed to get a lot of fast break points. In the second half, that kind of stalled. Were they doing something that that kind of pushed you, or were you just not really getting
We kept fouling them. That was the problem in the third quarter. We fouled so much. I don't know how many free throws they shot in the third quarter. It seemed like 14, 15. And so now we're bringing the ball up the floor every time against a set defense, and they're getting points at the line. So, you know, if you look at the free throws, you know, that's really the difference in the game, 22 to 11 in terms of makes, 32-17. And some of that was at the end of the game we had to foul. But I think we have to be able to defend without fouling, and we've fouled too much.
Tim McMahon, ESPN.com. What explanation did you get for Westbrook not being called for a walk right in front of you there in the last minute?
I didn't talk to the refs about it. I thought he walked, but it wasn't called. So that's the way it goes.
Shane, I'm from Tencent. Coach, before the game, you were talking about the combination. You were looking for the combination between the big guys. And after the whole game, did you find a great combination?
Well, we need to find better combinations. We didn't play well enough as a team, you know, to get it done. So we'll have to figure that out.
Steve, Ian Killian with the San Francisco Chronicle. Steph had 7 turnovers. Did you feel like he was trying to do too much?
I thought in the first half he was careless with the ball. You can't throw the ball over the top of these guys. They're a, you know, very long limbed team. He had a couple of those in the first half, you know, it's an adjustment for sure. To when you know, every team is different, and you know, Oklahoma City's a lot different from Portland. Portland was a lot different from Houston, so you have to adapt accordingly with each opponent, and I'm sure we'll make the adjustments and we'll take better care of the ball.
Steve, this is the first time you're trailing in a series this season. You trailed a couple last season. Do you want your players, whatever the word is, desperate or whatever, do you want them to feel that, or do you want them to say, okay, we've been through this before?
Well, we're down 1-0, so it's a long series. Our players know that to win the next one, you know, it would be good. All right? Yeah. So we don't want to go down 2-0. So I don't need to tell our players, hey, get desperate because we got to win game 2. They feel it, and so we'll come out and play better.
Coach, Steve Bitker, KCBS. Do you feel as if your players may have been adversely affected by the long layoff?
No.
Okay. Nope.
No, I don't think that had anything to do with it.
And the Warriors with a chance to even this series up at 1 with a win on Wednesday as things pick back up here at Oracle Arena for Game 2. With this Warriors sound coverage of the Western Conference Finals, I'm Lawrence Scott.